The CDC has renewed its calls for a kind of social distancing for pets after a pug in North Carolina tested positive for the coronavirus this week. It's believed to be the first case of the virus in a dog in the U.S., and along with news last week that two cats in New York had contracted the virus, we have some questions about COVID-19 and pets. And here to help answer them is Will Sander. He's Assistant Professor of Preventative Medicine and Public Health at the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine. So, Dr. Sander, Professor, start with Winston, this pug in North Carolina. The family that owns the dog had three people who also tested positive. We saw Winston on TV. He didn't look very well. You know, he had symptoms. Is it safe to assume that he got this from the humans?
That's certainly the prevailing thought right now, and that's what the evidence is really pointing to. We've had a couple dogs test positive in Hong Kong as well about a month ago. And again, those were both dogs that had owners that were positive for COVID-19.
And we should say that they had two other family pets, another pug and a cat. They tested negative. Why would one pug get sick? And pugs have respiratory issues anyway. They've got those flat up noses, you know. Why would one get the virus and another wouldn't?
So again, I think a lot of it's, there's still a bit of unknown factors around this. And so we know that if it's in the environment, it's possible that pets can pick it up, especially when they're in close contact with their owners, you know, their family members, just like all of us, and we love our pets. And so it depends just like on people. Not every person is going to get sick with COVID-19, even if they get in contact with someone who has it. So it can be pretty individual dependent.
Well, I'm going to jump in to say they're actually not like family members. They're more because we don't lick family members' faces or let them lick ours or, you know, just kiss their noses until they can't stand it. I mean, we actually are more, in some ways, maybe more physical with animals. Is that something, what would you recommend that people do knowing that animals can get COVID-19 and get sick?
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, pets have undying love for us. So it's really fun for us and great for us to have that bond with them. And so I think the recommendations that CDC's put out there are good recommendations. And so if you are having respiratory signs, having a fever, tested positive for COVID-19, then you should try and distance yourself from your pets, wear a mask around them, wash your hands before and after touching or handling them. You know, don't kiss them while you're sick. I think those are great recommendations. The best recommendation is if you have somebody else in your house who can take care of your pet for you while you're sick, that would be the best guidance right now.
Oh, that's going to be a tough call for a lot of people because they love having their pets around. But on the other hand, they want them well. But on the other hand, doctor, if this was so contagious to animals, wouldn't we have a lot of sick dogs and cats, not just Winston, you know, who was coughing and having trouble breathing? Wouldn't we have a lot more?
We would, Robin. I think that's a great point. So we have, you know, over 3 million cases worldwide and over 1 million now in the U.S., and we only have now 6 pets, period, across the globe that have been diagnosed positive with COVID-19. So it's certainly not a rampant problem. The risk is very small for us to transmit it to them and non-existent for them to transmit it back to us. So again, we should more often than not take comfort in our pets and not be afraid that we're going to either cause them harm or that they will spread something to us.
On the other hand, again, if somebody has a dog or a cat that's, you know, coughing a little, and you know, remember the big cats at the zoo who are diagnosed, it may not be a hairball. I mean, should you be taking animals in? We're all, you know, so many of us under lockdown, but should you be taking animals in now with maybe more concern that they might have it?
I wouldn't be afraid to take animals in. If they have a cough or something develops, you know, veterinary clinics are still open around the country. We're considered essential service in most states. And so call up your veterinarian, talk to them on the phone before bringing your pet in, but talk through that. There's lots of other things that can cause coughing and sneezing and a runny nose in our pets.
Yeah. And by the way, you say we've not seen transmission from animal to human, except, of course, in what most researchers think was how the COVID-19 started, which was in a so-called wet market where animals are sold to eat. And that's where it's thought the coronavirus was born. So it was from an animal.
correct. We do think this is a zoonotic disease, or one that jumps from animals to people, and likely came from a bat, but we don't have confirmation of that. But the hardest part for a virus like this to jump is going from one species to another. And so to have it go from a bat to a person, and then for one of our pets to pick it up and then to pass it back to us, that's quite a few jumps to happen. So that becomes progressively more difficult biologically.
Will Sander, Assistant Professor of Preventative Medicine and Public Health at the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine. Dr. Sander, thank you so much, because this has raised quite a few alarms. So thank you.
You're welcome. And keep your pets close as long as you're not sick.
Just don't lick them.